You know what that sound means? Yeah, it's podcasting time again. Dog days of summer continue. July 31st? Uh-oh, July's all gone. That means it must officially be dog days or cat days of podcasting. And I have been tired today. Probably because I didn't get much sleep last night. I was up for about an hour and a half from like 1 to 2:30. My mind was racing on this project at work. And I know it doesn't sound like I'm terribly tired now because I got about a half hour nap after dinner. So now my sleep schedule is all screwed up and I'll probably be up till 11 or 12 o'clock, which is late for me. I know it's not for some of you, but I do try to keep an early to bed, early to rise schedule. And we'll see. Yeah, my mind was racing. I had some good ideas actually last night and worked hard to retain them and remembered them in the morning. Try to incorporate them into my presentation materials. Things I need at the beginning, things I need at the end. Jump on up. He's hungry. I'll feed you as soon as I'm done. And some ideas that I want to do while I'm presenting. So that's good stuff, wasn't it? Okay, I'm glad you agree. I thought I heard the B-17 today, but it sounded like it was kind of far off. If I tried to record it with the phone and play it back to you, you would have heard birds and you would have heard cars going by and maybe a little rumble in the background. So hopefully that means it is in the air. Tomorrow's Friday. Yay, I think ends on Sunday. So maybe I'll get it in there and be able to play it back for you. We shall see. I'm hoping to get that. It has just been nose to the grindstone cranking out material for this course at work, like I said. Really, really glad I've got the extra day or extra week to work on this, because if I were in this situation and I have to deliver it next week, I would be on pins and needles and the weekend would be trash. And, well, I'm already planning on working a lot this weekend on it just to stay ahead of the game. I feel like I'm finally caught back up to where I need to be at this point, given the extra week, because next week is going to be get it organized, get all the material, the labs, the presentations and whatnot, give that to our training department and let them deal with how to annotate and put it together in Adobe Acrobat and get all the page numbers and tables of contents and the cover page on there. I'm just worried about getting the content done. They can worry about the beautification and prettying it up. So when my mind is not terribly creative and thinking of solutions for how to present these concepts that used to be bullet points with typos in them and make pictures out of them to convey a story, I do mindless things like make sure all the graphics are centered, walk through the animations one more time, just to see that it's doing what I want. And, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Almost finished. I'm not going to dwell on that. It has been a big, big part of my last 2 weeks. Moving. I've got a couple stories I'm moving. The first one is landscaper came today. One of the things that I told you the realtor wanted us to do is clean up the yard. Trim up the bushes, trees are hanging over the sidewalk a little bit, landscaping chips could be refreshed. So we called landscaper, Donna did actually, this morning, and said, hey, do you have some time to give us an estimate? He said, sure, I'll be over. Actually, I think he called yesterday. It was real quick turnaround on that service. Anyway, he was here at just before 9, I think he said he was going to be here at 9:30, and he got here like 9:15 or so. And so I walked around the yard with him. Donna said, I'll be right back. Got to run to the post office or gym or something. I forgot where she went. I think she went to the gym. And he showed up. So I walked around the yard and said, we want this and we want that and we fix this and do that. And he said, okay, when do you want to do this? And we said, as soon as possible, because the realtor is coming back on Tuesday for pictures. He said, okay, I can get you this on Monday. So I'm like, wow, it's Thursday and we're talking about Monday. This would be good. And Donna and I had discussed a budget before she left and said, what do you think we should pay? And we said, I'm thinking about $500. So when we got done with the walk around, I told the landscaping guy, he said, I said, what do you think this will take? He said, about $1,800. I said, oh, that's a little bit out of our price range. So I said, I talked to Donna. Well, she drove up while we were having this discussion. And I told the guy, I said, watch her face. Watch her face when you tell her the number. And he told her the number, and she didn't really make the screwed up face that I was looking for, because once in a while she can do that, but she must have been maintaining her professionalism and composure. So Donna's been watching a lot of American Pickers or Pawn Stars, whatever it was. She talked him down to 1,700, did the handshake like they do on TV, too. I thought that was funny. So, yeah, we're spending a lot more money on getting the yard cleaned up, but, man, I hope this pays for itself. It wouldn't be as bad if I had been able to stay on top of it over the summer, but I don't know. When you're selling a house, I kind of lose interest in investing my time. Now I got to invest my money. So it gets either one way or the other. The reason it's so expensive is because he's going to have three guys working here, probably 8 to 10 hours on Monday, doing everything top to bottom. They'll show up 8 a.m. and be getting this place in showroom shape. And I thought, wow, three guys, 8 hours, that's 24, maybe 30 hours. That would take me the rest of the freaking summer. I can't afford that time. So, yeah, it's going to be worth it. You know, I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll put in 2 or 3 hours on Saturday. Pfft, fat chance. It'll take me 3 hours just to do the barberry bushes, let alone the trees and the wood chips and I don't have three full days given the current projects, given the travel and all that other stuff. And it certainly isn't going to happen by Tuesday when we need to have pictures taken. Unless, of course, I work Saturday, Sunday, and Monday all day on this. So hopefully the weather will hold for them and we'll get that taken care of. But it's a big ouch in the pocketbook. Yeah! Nice job, Todd. Tried jumping up on the desk, missed, knocked over a lamp. In case you couldn't tell, fortunately the CFLs are intact in the lamp, three of them. It's the one I use for lighting when I do the podcast. Yeah, the garage is full of stuff. Everything from the cat carriers to bed frame to this is our staging area to put things in the warehouse or pack things up or sort things or sell things. And Todd thinks it's some kind of playground. And I haven't seen him miss a jump like that since we first brought him home. He wasn't a really good jumper, but it is a glass top desk. So he got halfway up and slipped off. Sorry for that minor little interruption. Other things related to the move, getting back to that. Donna has been finding more time capsules in the basement. She found a candy bar wrapper that I got from the PC user group probably 20 years ago, maybe more. When WordPerfect was all the rage before Microsoft Word kind of took over and dominated the market in word processing. Who remembers WordPerfect? Raise your hand. Yeah, I go back to about 4.0 in DOS land, and then 4.1 and 4.2, back when it was Satellite Software Inc. before they became WordPerfect Inc. And around 5.1, 5.1 they came out with a GUI. Yeah, they came out with a version for Windows finally. And they had icons on the top, and they called it their button bar. You know, I seem to remember it's strikingly similar to Microsoft's ribbon that they now have on all their Office apps. I'll have to go back and check that. But to help market this, they got a local chocolate company in Orem, Utah, to create WordPerfect 5.1 button bars. And she found the candy bar wrapper for this. This is the kind of crap we've been keeping for 20 years. Fun to find now, but I took a picture and threw it away. It was interesting. Got a picture of the front and back. I should post that on. Now, see, Holly has no problem jumping up on this glass desk, and she doesn't even have any front claws. Okay. She also found, I don't know where this came from, because I didn't know her in 1981, and why it's still on file means we've been carrying this around for over 30 years, a newspaper clipping from the local paper in Marquette, Michigan, when the Dow Jones Industrial broke, wait for it, 1,000 points. Said, stocks dip a little, but remain above 1,000. Now we're flirting with the 17,000 range. It's closed above that a couple of times in the last month. 1,000? 17,000. Boy, I wish I had a few bucks back then. But, hey, I was... The only money I had, let's see, when I was in 1981, my net income was oh gosh, probably about $2,000 a year, if that. And most of that went for clothes, or my bike, or my stereo, or something like that. You know, what typical high school kids buy. It was not thinking about investing. I don't even think Family Ties was on. Michael J. Fox doing the investment thing. That was funny. Donna even remembered the, going back to the WordPerfect button bar, she said, I said, I think I got this from the PC user group. And she remembered what night of the month they met. It was third Thursday of every month. I went, wow, that's outstanding. I would not have remembered that offhand, and I got a lot of useless, crazy stuff in my head. So finally, to close this out, the DragonCon news. Not much today, just the booklet arrived with all the guests and panels and entertainment. So Craig and I are kind of lining things up. He said, hey, anybody you want to interview while we're there? And I said, you know, I like to kind of play it by ear, because some people you go, oh, I really want to talk to so-and-so, but they're never at their table or never there when we're there. So sometimes it's fun to just walk the walk of fame, say hi to people you've interviewed in the past, say hi to people you know. You know, I didn't check if Dean Haglund's going to be there. It was just his birthday the other day. And I've seen him there for like the last 4 years. We talked to him. He was one of our own, one of our few live interviews when we did the podcast expo years ago. Wow. Oh, that was fun. Okay. Blast from the past. I didn't see his name in there, but I'll go back and look again. So there's a few people in there that look interesting. There's a Tai Chi class more than once. Tai Chi with Aaron Gray. That just sends shivers up my spine. For good reasons. Good reasons. But I don't think we're going to have time to do that. I asked Craig if he wanted to do another Tom Smith concert. And absolutely. So we'll drag Scott Tyler along with that and have fun. He has yet to experience Tom Smith. But hey, it wasn't only a few years ago that neither did we. But it is crazy, silly, addictive. If you are going to DragonCon, please make time to go see Tom Smith sing and entertain and play his guitar. Funny, funny guy. Great stuff. I did not know what the word filk was until Grant Bachoco took us to his concert once. Grant knows Tom. And we had a blast. And now, I think we interviewed him twice on Technorama. Maybe once on Technorama, once on Interface to Face. I can't remember which was which. But I know we talked to him at least once, if not twice. So looking forward to DragonCon, as you probably already are aware. I don't think there's any upcoming news. We'll probably work on the LEDs on Saturday. I told you how bright they were, so I'm not going to go over that again. Hope that Nate was able to get that material to Scott last night. I'll find out. And I can't find my clicker. Oh, that's what I was going to look for while I was out here. My remote presentation clicker. I know I had it on a recent trip. I know I had it in May. And it's not in my computer bag. But I gutted my computer bag once. No, there's some stuff that was in my bag. I don't see it. I gutted it. There it is. Ding, 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 ding. Found it. It's in the box that I call my office. It has a file cabinet and some headphones and another Mac adapter and a few other things. This box is headed for, well, eventually my office. I don't know if there's a battery in here, but I'm going to put this back in my computer bag so that I have it. I know there's going to be one in the conference room when I go out there in a week and a half. But I like to have my own just in case. It's exactly the same. It's one of these Targus jobs. Love it because it's got screen blackout. So, good news on that. I found my remote. It's nice to be organized even when everything is moving around on a daily basis. So, on that note, is it time to eat, Todd? Can you give me a 101? 101. Tell me. Holly, 101? Okay, now they're just being obstinate. How about we try that again? I'm going to sign off. Okay, thank you. Bye.